Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, I'm going to give you a recipe for one of my favorite dishes, spinach orzo pasta salad.
Pasta salad?
Not really salad, but pasta.
Nice.
Because it's sermons. You can eat it cold, too. Whenever I think of salad, I always think of something cold.
Right.
Now, there's a dish at the Macaroni Grill. They have a side there. They have a spinach orzo there. I just can't seem to replicate this. I got to somehow go in the kitchen and figure it out.
Just
but
Google
I did my
it.
Best job.
Yeah.
I did my best job here. I try to figure something out here.
So it's
here.
From Macaroni Grill?
Well, that's where I first had the spinach orzo. Now, if you've never had this pasta, it looks like a long thing of rice orzo. But it is a pasta. It's a grain, and it is super duper good. I love it, and I know you got to try this.
So it's not a pasta. It's a grain. Or pasta's a grain?
It's a pasta shaped like a grain. It's definitely a pasta, but it's shaped like a grain.
Oh, okay.
Shaped like a grain of rice.
Right, yeah, that's right.
So here's the deal. You need some balsamic vinegar, about 3/8 of a cup. You need some olive oil as well, 3/4 of a cup. You boil up the orzo. You put it in, you let that boil up. But you need some balsamic vinegar, extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of sugar, about a tablespoon, a little bit of Dijon mustard or spicy mustard as well. You mix that all together because that's going to make your your sauce.
Right.
I think it's going to absorb in the pot, in the orzo. And then the other thing you're going to do is you're going to get some Kalamata olives. You're going to get some
What's with you and olives? Every recipe lately has an olive in it.
Because they're healthy.
Really?
Yeah. They're really healthy. You don't think they're healthy?
No, they have to be.
They're very healthy. And red onion. And listen, if you're not, let's say I like to use spinach because spinach, again, is high in fiber, high in vitamins and minerals. Some people like actually using kale.
Oh, mix it up.
Mix it up. You don't necessarily only have to go with the spinach. And that's kind of what Dr. Fitness likes to do with his recipes. I like to exchange different vegetables out. And so, even though I'm telling you to use spinach, you can also use the kale as well. But here's the other thing. Don't go with the cheese. Stay away from the cheese. Dr. Fitness, if you cook this for Dr. Fitness, I'm not going to eat it. If you put that Parmesan or that Romano cheese on it, forget it. Go cheeseless. Try it without it. The cheese kills the smell, and you don't want that.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.